Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 2, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. SiriusXM Channel 159, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bus, and everybody else in between. Craziness from Qatar today. And unfortunately, Grant Wall had passed away in Qatar. Yeah, it's just sort of like, what? People in the soccer world are having a hard time grasping this still. People are still finding out. It's just, you know, we're just finding out about it now from the last couple hours or so. And people are out, and they're getting in, and like there's a lot of people still finding out about this. If you didn't know, Grant Wall, longtime soccer columnist, SI, Sports Illustrated, Fox Sports, you know, he's been around a long time, and of course was detained by the Qatari police and authorities earlier in the tournament for wearing a Rainbow Pride soccer T-shirt, and then today dropped dead in the stadium during the game. So I don't know. I'm not an international spy or diplomat, Tony, but I've seen the episode, I've seen the TV show Homeland enough to know that, so you tell, okay, like I said, I don't know where they got him, you know, who knows, but there needs to be an investigation. But Tony Fakekick with us, so we appreciate your time, Tony. Gonzaga. Listen, Gonzaga have been burning money so far this year. They're kind of priced on their name more so than their team and the level of basketball that they've been playing so far this year. But tonight, the oddsmakers got it right, and I guess this is one of those, depending on when, depending on where. Depending on when you bet it, depending on where you bet it. Because I could have swore I did see some 17s, and I don't know if I saw 17.5s, and then I saw it dip to 16.5, actually, and they end up winning by 17. So I think there's going to be winners, losers, and pushes, which the book doesn't like. I think a lot of people won on this game.
I agree. I think they did, too. I didn't – let's put it this way. There was only two games on the main board. There was a litter of games on the – obviously on the extra games, but I skipped – on the Gonzaga game, and I played Air Force because I thought they had an advantage in what their zone matchup. They play against an athletic, young, inexperienced kind of Arkansas State team, and I was mine was easy. 80-55 was the final, laying 6 on that, and I knew, listen, Gonzaga, I avoid them. Typically, I'm playing against Gonzaga. That's what I'm usually doing because, as you stated, they are overvalued. They're fade, they're shaded, et cetera, et cetera. I'd love to see them join the Big 12 as the rumors have it. They are discussing that, at least that may be a likelihood in the next year or two. So we'll see.
All right, so let's get started here. Got some Big Ten basketball in the morning here. Penn State and Illinois. Oh, hold on, Tony. Hold on.
Sure, go ahead.
Let's roll. It's level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. The Pens, the players, the hustlers, the people above them, and everybody else in between. We're taking in Tony Finn, one of the players, kicking it with us right now. We got Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter, will join us. Of course, it's Heisman weekend this weekend. Calm before the storm, college football. We've got the Army-Navy Classic tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to be on the under, even though everybody else is. But I do think I think it's still going to go under the number. And I think that the Navy are going to win the football game. So we got Tony Finn with us. We'll get back to Tony in a second here. Let me just set the stage. Crazy night in the NBA tonight. Wild night in Dallas, Texas, and Milwaukee Bucks get it done late. Very similar basketball game to what we saw last night when we were on the air with Denver and Portland, in which they were going back and forth late, and it was sort of the final bucket, but missed free throws were the difference. Don't look now, but the Orlando Magic aren't sucking. It's a basketball team playing with some energy, and they're putting points up on the board. They beat the Toronto Raptors, who continue to underachieve on the road this season. Joel Embiid absolutely went off tonight in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia 76ers need him to absolutely go off, or they can't win basketball games. Wild game in Philadelphia tonight. It went to overtime. 133-122 is the final score when it was all said and done. Embiid put up a quick 25. They posted an in-game number of 46.5. He ends up with 38, finishes with 12 rebounds and 5 assists. Anthony Davis drops 31, 12, and 10, which is a pretty heroic performance from him. But I'm imagining now he's going to be out for the next 3 nights recovering from his performance tonight. LeBron James, 23 points tonight in the loss. New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans beat the Phoenix Suns. Been a rough week for the Suns this week after getting absolutely throttled by the Boston Celtics. The Pels punched them in the mouth. So we got Army-Navy in the morning. We got FCS college football playoffs. We got Tony Finn in the house with us. We got Brett Beard going to join us later. Before we get Tony out of here, we'll get Tony's best bets. College basketball on Saturday. We'll get into the Grant Wall situation. May he rest in peace. Like, it's just, I can't even believe we're saying this out loud. What the hell happened? What the hell's going on here? This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com.
Delay that anger man's request. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. The Pips, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. Tony Finn throwing it down with us. We've got a wild football game going on in Sacramento. So now we're tied at 31. We're tied at 31. Wow. There's 2:43 left in the third quarter of play. The total closed at 78. We were on the 78. It was 76, 76 and a half throughout the week, but it went to 78. And we got in on the end game over 83 and a half as well. All right, so let's get into some college basketball so Tony can hit the keno tonight. Okay. How did it treat you last week, Tony, the keno?
I think they hurt me last week. So, you know, I'm looking for revenge tonight. So, yeah, I'll give you some winners.
So, revenge spot.
I'll beat them up.
You say, it's a revenge spot. All right, so let's get into it. I know you got some thoughts on Penn State and Illinois in the morning. What are your thoughts on this basketball game?
Well, if you watch Penn State at all against Michigan State, Michigan State shorthanded. Penn State, they're not a team that I'm looking to back. They're a team I'm looking to fade. And I think while the number's big tomorrow, Gabe, well, it's looking at, I got them at -9.5. I'm seeing 10.5 and 11s. I expect this game to probably go to 12, which is a big number to lay in Big Ten, in a conference Big Ten tilt, as we both know. But this Illinois team's pretty good. The win they had over Texas was bigger and more impressive than most understand. I like Illinois minus the number.
Right, let's get into Arkansas and Oklahoma. Arkansas and Oklahoma, the Hogs, 4-point favorites on a neutral court.
Yeah, it is. It's semi-neutral. It's in Tulsa rather than in Norman. Right. I'm a big fan of Musselman. I was a fan of his when he was in Nevada and what he did with that program. And he's been around. We both know that he was in Phoenix. He's an NBA head coach. What he's done at Arkansas, immediately arriving there through the portal, now the portal of free agency of college basketball, is impressive as well. I like, Musselman, they haven't played anybody. Tissue paper is what I consider which if you look at a piece of paper or a chart with who they've played in the non-conference schedule, tissue paper. But they go in and Musselman upsets Coach Mo and the Sooners laying three. And they're a road favorite here, 3.5.
Up to 4 now. If you can still get a 3.5, that's even better. But I'm seeing 4s. All right, the Denver Pioneers. It's a strange matchup. The Denver Pioneers and the UCLA Bruins. UCLA Bruins laying a massive number here, 26.5. The total is 146.5. What's your take on the Pioneers and the Bruins?
Well, I like Denver. I wouldn't necessarily play them in this spot. If you look at their numbers and the metrics, you'll find that if you're going to go straight metrics, they would probably be a 33-point underdog against UCLA, not 25, whatever they are, 26, 27 in that area. But it's an interesting game because of who they are and who they're playing and the capabilities of the Bruins. In this situation, this is a team that traveled Europe. Then just Denver team, the coach there, they've kind of revitalized the program. They traveled Europe and played the summer where college kids aren't allowed to be even close to the gym, locker rooms, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
This team was together playing, and they've done a pretty good job this year. One loss, I would probably take the points. And the Pioneers,
good offensive team.
UCLA.
Right, yes, they're scoring 79 points a game, right? I mean, it's pretty impressive. What do you think of the total of that game? So you think the Pioneers are going to hang around?
Well, I think you have to play over in this game because I don't think UCLA is going to get too excited about Denver, and I think that we both know they can score if they want to, and this is both teams can take it to the rim, so a lot of free throws, a lot of points. I think go over.
Yeah, I can't disagree. It's college basketball takes center stage this weekend before the bowls start next week. So as we stated, Tony, we got the points in the morning here. Illinois against Penn State. Illinois going to start to dial it up a notch, laying 10.5, 11. I tell you what, this UConn Husky team, Tony, is that was an impressive win against. I know Florida's not the same Gators team that they were, but whatever. They still went in the swamp, and they swamped them literally and figuratively. 10-0 this basketball team on the season. They get a cupcake in the morning against Long Island.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, it seems like every return, I see a Hurley, or the coach and somebody. And I certainly.
Yeah, I don't even know which one is which anymore. It's like the Boses. it's hard to keep up.
Which Arizona one? Yeah. State. Fade Arizona State and that Hurley, and back UConn and that Hurley. Absolutely. This Arizona State team is overrated. And if you saw what they did to an SMU team, for instance, I think SMU, I can't remember, TCU minus 11 tomorrow. SMU is not very good. And they lost to an Arizona team that I think so far overrated in the Pac-12. It's ridiculous. Now, TCU's defensive, good Big 12 conference team that can defend, they can score. SMU lost too much production from last year, TCU minus 11. And fade, again, to your point, fade Bobby Hurley at Arizona State and back his brother up there in UConn.
What do you think of San Diego State and St. Mary's? Game's basically a pick-up. SDSU are 1-point favorites. The total's 126.5.
They're playing at Footprint tomorrow in Arizona and Phoenix, right? It's a neutral court for both. I've faded St. Mary's twice this year. I've paid the price both times. I faded them. I didn't think they could even hang with Houston, and they stay within five. It's just ridiculous what they can do. But if they didn't have a shot clock, Gabe, the first team to 40 would win this game. So that's what kind of game it's going to be.
This is a little extreme. First one to 40. It's a little extreme. Listen, San Diego State have been scoring points. They scored 78 against Arkansas, 87 against Arizona, 88 against Ohio State. It's not the same bump and grind Aztec basketball as the past. Well, you've seen them. You're in Mountain West country. Every year's a little different.
Yeah,
I think SDSU are the play here against St. Mary's personally. I think they'll win.
I agree.
And you know what? I think it goes over. It's going to go over.
I'm going to fade Mary's for the third time tomorrow. And I hope that this time you're right. And I'm going to be 1-2. But I miss Fisher. When he was at SDSU, really, he really turned that program into what they are today, really.
Oh, definitely. They miss Fisher in Ann Arbor. So the Houston Cougars are 8-point favorites. Houston are strange this year. I mean, they know they're good. They were ranked number one for the first time in like 40 years since the Hakeem Olajuwon, since the Hakeem the Dream and Clyde Drexler days, Phi Slamma Jamma and all that. So we know they're good, but they've been caught sort of sleepwalking on a couple of occasions. You know what I mean? The Kent State game, even though Kent State are a competitive team. You know, they played Jackson's, you know, the other night, Jackson State or whatever. So here's like a bigger test for them. But we know that they're an elite basketball team when they're interested, Houston. We know about how suffocating they can be. Oh, it was North Florida they played the other night. My bad. North Florida, the Ospreys. So what do you make of Alabama getting 8 against the Houston Cougars?
Well, I think that anytime you're on the Cougar, first off, I think it's important that listeners know, and they may already know, as we do, that Sampson is a different kind of a coach, and he adjusts from game to game, team to team. How much is he, you know, how much is he spending off season on his recruits? And I say that with love. You know, he didn't get run out of Indiana because he was playing fair, and he didn't do a very good job there. But what a job he's done at Houston. My goodness gracious. This team can defend. They can score. They can be physical. They can play finesse basketball. They can play any type.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The basketball that you want them to play, or they believe they have to play to win, and covering 8 shouldn't be a problem, but they may win by 2. That's Samson.
Tony Finn, man, time's just flying by here. Right, hang in, Tony. I just want to get a couple NFL thoughts from you. We'll get you out of here. We got Brent Beard stepping up and in as well. And I understand there's a clam chowder sighting. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's a really fun football game going on right now. IWU. IWU and the Hornets. Sactown, Sacramento State. These guys are balling. Yeah, but I tell you what, so the total closed at 78. We're at 72 points now after the third quarter. So we're going into the fourth quarter right now. It's 38-34. For the word. Spread the word. It's 38-34 for the word right now. Yeah, we're already at 72. I tell you that the Hornets just settled for a field goal. They had first and goal, and they took a three. And in a game like this, I don't know.
What do you have?
I don't know.
Do you have the in-game lineup? Do you have the in-game? What's the spread right now in-game, you know?
All right, yeah. So the in-game right now is Incarnate Word or minus 120 on the money line. Basically a pick 'em. They're minus 1.5, but it's minus 120 on the money line. So, but Tony, the total is 92.5 now.
Wow. I'm under. I'm telling you, I'm under.
It's going to go over. I was going to say, listen, I'm not going to get crazy and chasing. Normally, I would bet the over here because I'm already on 78 and I got over 83.5. But
yeah,
I've been a little cold, or not even cold. That's had bad luck the last. I don't know. It's what it is. Someone's got like a voodoo doll or something. I've had bad luck. But Tony, they're worth 72 right now. Three more touchdowns gets us there. I think there will be three more touchdowns.
Well, I'm glad that it's not tied. Let's put it this way. I saw it when it was 31-31, and I don't want to be on that over, you know, with 10 minutes to go. It was tied. I just, unless these teams don't clam up, I don't know enough about Word or Sacramento State, really, honestly, to say how their coaches coach in game when the score's close.
The Incarnate Word coach is going to Texas State, Gene Kinney, the Kinney guy. Yeah, he's going to Texas State. He's done a great job here.
Well, it sounds like to me he's not afraid of much. He's gonna come out swinging.
He's gonna keep throwing the ball. That's the whole thing, though. When these pass happy teams try to protect the lead, it's hard for them to do sometimes too. But
it is.
Sacramento State, they're not getting any stops, so they're not like Incarnate Word are already at midfield again here right now. All right, so I don't know if you've met Clam Chowder. I think you have. I think Clam Chowder's called in before.
Yeah,
he's a legend. Yeah, he's the legend, Clam Chowder, the Sports Rage Hall of Famer, and the world's number one New England Patriot fan. Clam Chowder, are you there, Clam Chowder?
Gabby, and Finner the Tonier.
Finner the Tonier. That's right, Chowder. How you doing tonight, Chowder?
Hey, pretty good. And I have a message for the Green Mountain expired coffee bean. Spongers, the Bobber. There's only one Hall of Famer legend who loves you, baby.
Telly Savalas. That's who. Clam Chowder. That's who. And for the record, Incarnate just scored. 64-yard run. Man, this guy, I got to tell you, I don't know how fast this dude is. He's fast. Like, I don't care, like, if you're FCS, FSX, I don't care what FS, whatever the hell you want to call it. Like, if you're fast, you're fast. And this dude's fast, bro. Like, Scott, the Scott Jr. dude on Incarnate, like, it's like the third time I've looked up and he's just taken off. Like, but, like, no one's even coming close to catching him. Wow. So, yeah. Tony, what were you saying about that under 92 and a half? Yeah, it ain't getting there, buddy. I'm telling you. I haven't seen someone in that chowder. They're not quite as fast as you, Clam Chowder, but these kids can run.
Hey, big injustice happened with that swap of Briner, the Griner, and the monster bomber, just because she's a basketball star.
Ask us about the baseball trades. We've already had enough. But okay, we got you. We got your take here, Chowder.
I agree, Clam.
Thanks a lot, Finner, the Tonier.
We've had enough hot takes this week from people. So what's your pick, Chowder? We got to get into some picks. So listen, we love you, Chowder. What's your pick for the Patriots and the Cardinals on Monday?
Okay, well, the Cardinals, there's no Cardinals out there in Arizona, only Rattlers. So I feel good about my pack. They're not going to do much, but they're going to have a nice, competitive, respectable end of the season. What do you think, Finner, the Tonier?
Yeah, what's your pick, Tony? Cardinals and Packs on Monday.
I played Belichick is who I did, simply because it's hard for me to trust these Cardinals or the Rattlers, whatever you want to call them. I'm on the Patriots on the money line.
You remember Clam Chowder, the Rattlers? They were the Arena Football League team, Arizona Rattlers. They were good too, Tony. They were actually one of the best
Arena
teams in the league.
And the
Diamondbacks for baseball.
Yeah, and the Diamondbacks. Yeah, and the Diamondbacks. They're not so good. They're not.
I know they swim in that plastic pool in the outfield.
Yeah. The Dodgers took a leak in. What do you think of that little hockey rink they play in Arizona, Chowder? You seen that little building, the little volleyball rink?
Yeah, that's for Almighty Sharks there with the kid team.
The Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks. There you go. Quack, quack, quack.
The Disney team.
Hey, just for the record, I was on record as saying that it was a dumb idea to kick the field goal, Tony. It was.
And?
You're playing in a game, you can't stop them. So what was the point? You should have said, well, it's a touchdown or bust. Now you're down four. Now you're down 11. Right? Now you're down 11. So now they're picking up the pace here. For the record, the in-game total is 99.5.
I'm under.
And even me, I'm not ready to say it because it's going to go over. All right, Chowder. You have any more NFL picks for us, Chowder? We got to get to Finner the Tonier's best bets here. What do you got for us, Chowder?
Okay, I see the Morocco beating Portugal.
Ooh, a little World Cup prediction. Huh? What about France and England?
England. They're due.
They're due.
Oh, my. Yeah.
They're like the Leafs. They're like the Maple Leafs, Chowder. They're due, 1967, like England. They haven't won since 66.
And the hooligans have to hooligan underneath the Empire State Building, hooligans sports bar.
The hula, oh, yeah. Hula hands.
Hula hands.
Hula hands. There you go. Is it still around there at Finner, the Tonier? Is it still there?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're still a national product. Yes, they are. Good product.
No, I mean the hula hands underneath the Empire State Building.
Oh, I don't know about that, but they're in Kansas City, my hometown. You know, there's a couple of them there. I'm not sure they're under the Empire State Building, but I don't trust the
Empire State Building. I don't think they are. No, I don't think they are, Chowder. No.
Oh, okay. They used to have the Nets. I had gone to that bar underneath Empire State Building, and I say, what the heck is this net for? And one guy says, hey, yeah, wait around, you'll see.
Yeah, well, that's it. Oh, yeah. It's Knick fans.
I'm leaving. I'm out.
Knick fans, Tony. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, Chowder.
Because
take
they,
us out.
They jump off the Empire State Building, and they have nuts all around.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. There's a lot of nut jobs in the world. All right, Chowder, take us out. Give us a good extra here, Chowder. Last time the music took you out. You got no music drowning you out here. So give us a call after the football game on Monday. I'm taking Arizona, though, guys.
Right.
Sorry. Cardinals on Monday.
No, pass. Hey, Finner the Tony here. Have a great week there. Nice to hear you again.
You too, buddy. You too. Good to hear you.
Okay, and everybody out there, and I said, Bobber the Sponger, look out. The clam is the slam on you. And everybody, it's Friday night, the freakier night. Let's all have a great Amar secret. Creamy sauce. Keep on playing, chattering. Feel the passion. Take care, Gabrielle.
Great job, Chowder. Call us on Monday after the Patriot game. All right, there's a clam chowder.
Inspired coffee, will you? Will you please send me that inspired Green Mountain coffee? I want some.
Chowder's drinking warm milk or something, old milk. He's the man, Clam Chowder. He's in a good mood tonight. He's feeling the Patriots against the Cardinals. Like you said, the Cardinals are a tough team to trust. They're dysfunctional. They've got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. But with all that being stated, I don't believe in Mac Jones. I don't buy into Matt Patricia. There's just so much not to like. The Raider game was a joke last night, man. That was a disgrace.
Don't go there. Oh, my goodness.
I had him on a Moneyline parlay, and I had him in an odds boost at plus 450.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
What a joke, huh? All right, sorry, Tony. We'll get Tony out in a minute. I just want a couple NFL picks from Tony. We got ambushed by Chowder. God bless him. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Match. request. We just can't get Tony out of here. It's the quickest 100 minutes of Sports Talk Radio. Flying by. All right, let's get into the NFL. Okay. We got Brett Beard coming up, and we're going to talk some college football. Calm before the storm. We got Army Navy in the morning. FCS playoffs continue. Mm-hmm. Next week, we got the Bulls, Tony. How do you feel about the Bulls? You like the card? Like, I looked at it from a fan perspective, and it's kind of, you know, there's too many of these games. And I'm not going to complain. It's a game to bet on. It is what it is. We're in the business. So, but what? There's 40, 41 Bulls? There's too many. Like, so 40, you got 80.
44, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Is it up to 44?
I think so. I you don't quote me on it, but I believe there is. So
there's one that was canceled or something too. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So anyways, dude, like, you got 5-7 teams in Bulls. You know what I mean? It used to be you had to have a winning record, right? And then they went to the 6-6 stuff, and then it went to all right, now 5-7 because we don't have enough teams. Because listen, with all due respect to the Buffalo Bulls, they're terrible. All right, they're 5-6. They needed to beat Akron to get in. They're hosting a 2-9 football team. They won by 1 point. they won by 1 point. And you know as well as I do that half the time, like, the school doesn't even really want to go to the bowl game. It costs them money, right? Because you're not making that much money to go to somebody's bowl game. So, like, let's say they're giving a Buffalo or Georgia Southern or something $450,000 to appear in a game. It's like, okay.
Yeah,
you got to fly a bunch of kids there. You got to get a hotel. Like, you got to feed them. Like, it's not like these bowls are paying for everything. And then you got to sell the tickets, and you know, and then you get exposed for not really having any fans, right?
Like, if you're a self-capper, Gabe, and you listen to shows like you and I are discussing, maybe you get some information. Maybe you get a maybe something said that kind of lights a. It puts a light bulb above your head and gives you ideas. The main thing is the transfer portal and kids that are going to the NFL. Have kids enter the transfer portal. Have kids declared for the NFL. They're going to opt out.
Oh, with the Bulls,
Those are the key things that for me, like right now, I've played a couple already, but I've played games that mean the Bulls that mean something for the championship, et cetera, that I know no one's opting out, and I know pretty much who's healthy. Yeah.
Or you play the Bulls that are sort of the nothing Bulls, because those kids ain't opting out because they don't have the chance to, like, you know what I mean? They're like, it's sort of like they're happy to be there where they are, but you're right. Well, look at the Alabama number. The Alabama number's down to 3.5 now, right? I mean, because people, one by one, you're hearing there's word behind the scenes that Alabama kids are like, well, you know, I got the combine coming up in a couple of months, so I'm not. What do I have to gain from this, right?
They get a big quote. They got a big
for the record
on the
Sacramento State scored. So they scored a touchdown. Remember, they were down 11. They scored a touchdown. They made it 45-41. They kicked it. They went for an onside kick, and they were successful. They recovered it.
Oh,
now they're on the move. Wow. They're losing 45-41 with 11 minutes left. So, for the record, I already hit my in-game over 83.5 now.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a winner with the 78. It's a winner. You keep saying that. I know. So, next, I'm mad because the 92.5 is about to go down now. I don't know if we get to 99.5. Oh, my God. They can't tackle either. Dude, Sacramento State are now on the 12-yard line. They just move. They just think big play.
Minutes?
Yeah, they're up to 86. Tony, you're killing me with this under stuff. We should be hammering the overs. My God, you know what it is now? 103.5.
Well, if I say over, you know.
It's 102.5 now.
Wow.
I can't do it. And I'm going to get mad for missing out, man.
I'm in.
You're going under the 102, 103.5 now? It's like a basketball game.
That's first half. That's crazy.
Oh my God, there was nearly just a pick six. Like, there was, this game's crazy. Every play, like, basically, I like to look at a track record. It's almost like every, like, fifth play, someone scores in this game. Like, right now, there was literally nearly a pick six the other way. The kid just, like, was a tip ball. He just didn't get to it. He would have been on his own. It's a fun game. All right, so, Tony, what do you like in the NFL this week? What's got you your eye?
Okay, quick. I'm fading the Steelers. I'm behind Tyler Huntley. I believe he'll start for the Ravens. The Ravens are essentially a dog. You know what their record is? A dog. We both do. Give me the Ravens and the points at the ketchup bottle, the old ketchup bottle. That's one. The other
I
one
like
is,
the Steelers.
You do? Okay, well, I listen, I like the Steelers. I like what – here's the deal. Kenny Pickett, right? No turnovers. No turnovers, four straight games. Even Big Ben didn't do that ever. The last time a quarterback did that for the Steelers was in 2000. So guess what? Nobody turned the Ravens 14 straight games. They've turned the quarterback over, you know, they've intercepted a pass. So what's the record for the Steelers and Pickett when he turns the ball over? 0-4. Give me the Ravens. The Ravens. Tyler Huntley, listen, Tyler Huntley is Lamar Jackson, is mini-me, right? Not, he's not exactly that, but his skill set's very similar. And
I saw a good quote that they said, Tyler, I saw a good quote. It said, I think it was John Breach. Tyler Huntley said that John Breach said from CBS said that Tyler Huntley is the store brand bot brand Lamar Jackson.
That's good.
Yeah. And so it is. Like, you know what? He's actually more accurate throwing the ball, to be honest. He is.
And he can
it's not hard not to be. You know what I mean? But he is. So he can throw the football. He can run the football. You're right. They can run the same offense. They're not really hindered that much. The only difference is you don't get that massive, oh my God, Lamar just ran for 48 yards type thing, right?
Yeah.
But he's a serviceable quarterback. But to me, Pittsburgh is starting to turn a little bit of a corner. I think with T.J. Watt, they're a different football team.
No, I agree. But let me ask you something. What's the line in this game if Lamar Jackson's starting? What is it?
I don't think it's that much different.
Well, I think it's -3, at least Baltimore. I think it's a -3. As we both just talked about, I think this game doesn't change that much between these two. And if I'm getting points, I'm on Baltimore. Just me.
What do you think? What do you think of that Minnesota Detroit game? The weird one with the point spread. You do.
I like Detroit. Yeah. Well, I mean this is one of those games where it's kind of contrary to what we just talked about with Pittsburgh and the Ravens. But Minnesota is what? What are they? 9-1, 10-1.
10-2,
whatever the hell they are. Yeah, well, you know. But they're the dog here against Detroit, the Lions. Come on, there's a reason why, and that's because the Lions are better than their record, and they're playing really well right now. And I don't know that Minnesota can keep up with them offensively. That's how good this team has been offensively. Look at the numbers they're putting up, the scores, the points, incredible, good stuff. I like it. Campbell's done a good job. Good job.
To me, that game, I lean Minnesota only because I had a principle that I'm getting a 10-2 football team. I'm getting 2 points with.
Yeah.
I think but I understand it. Detroit are good. They're better than, like you said, Detroit's offense when they're going are going. Like when you got DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown and you're protecting Jared Goff and it's good and Goff's in a dome, they're going to light you up. They're putting points up and they really are. They really are. To me. The over's the play, Tony, in this game. This game's getting over 52.5.
I played it when it came out on Sunday night. I played the over in that game, and I'm 3 points better off because of it. But here's the deal. I should preface this, and that's if Swift playing, is the Detroit the best running back playing in this game? That's a big question for me, too, as well, as far as what side I'm on. So I didn't go on the side. I joined you. I agree. Over the total in this. What's the number right now? It was 53 now, 52.5, 53. Maybe it's come back a little bit. Actually, I'm seeing 51.5 now, so it's come
back. Swift is always hurt. But, yeah, both running backs are playing. But Jamal Williams is the guy that always scores touchdowns. Guys, if you're playing touchdown score props, this is the one. Right, Cook is going to get to the end zone. There's going to be touchdowns in this game. Jamal Williams is going to get to the end zone. Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to get to the end zone. There's going to be a lot of touchdowns in this game.
The ball's going to be thrown around, too. I mean, Goff's having a career year, isn't he? I mean, he's a pretty confident kid right now behind center.
Yeah, no, he's playing good football. Tony Finn kicking us. What do you make, Tony, of the Brock Purdy-Tom Brady bowl with Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, 3.5-point favorite?
That's my other game, and listen, if you can play Tampa Bay that just scored 3 points in the first 58.5 minutes against New Orleans who doesn't care about playing, then I want I'll book it. I will book it. Give me Purdy and a small number any day of the week. I don't care that it's Tom Brady. I don't care about Tom Brady against rookie quarterbacks. This isn't that same Tom Brady. And this team offensively with Evans struggling, they can't score. Gabe, they can't score, and they can't win. Not in San Francisco, unless they can score.
That's why that total, is light.
Oh, and under 37. Under.
Yeah. I'm more of an over better, Tony, actually. But even I'm like, man, this game has like 17-9 written all over it type thing. It's going to be like a lower scoring, a lot of running. Tampa can't throw the football. And San Francisco's defense is tough to move the ball on, you know, in any stretch. And then San Francisco is going to be doing a lot of dinking and dunking and running the ball and little reverses. And the clock is going to be ticking a lot in this game. That's for
Shanahan's
sure.
Shanahan's offense could be you and I. I'm telling you right now, you and I can quarterback in his offense and succeed. And I wouldn't be banking on Purdy being awful. He wasn't awful last week.
No, I agree.
I expect him to. Yeah, I agree too.
Baker Mayfield just walked in off the street and played well. I think people.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. But
God, this Raiders team is just horrible. That's a horrible.
It's an embarrassment.
It is. It's horrible. I can't describe.
What's worse, that one or the Colt loss, losing to Jeff Saturday and the Colts that couple of days after he's hired? They're both bad, bro.
Let me. How is this poor head coach? Because this is a leaderless, the headless Raiders team. I don't care what anybody says. Even Belichick would probably be resigned by now. It's embarrassing. You're right.
McDaniels blows.
Oh wow!
Speaking of blowing. Denver does terrible on the season. Generally, you wouldn't want to lay 9, but imagine having to being forced to take Denver in that game. Like Seattle and Carolina is another interesting one, Tony. Everyone, I spoke to a lot of people, even Seahawks fans, that are somehow scared of this game, that they're worried. You know what I mean? This is a trap. I don't know if Seattle are great favorites, but I think it's kind of a short number. And I don't buy into Carolina. Yeah, Carolina beat Denver a couple of weeks ago. Good for them. You know, it doesn't mean they're going to win this game at Seattle.
How many times on the show? How many times have I said that if there's a coach that I trust more than any coach in the NFL, it's Pete Carroll. And if you can't trust Pete Carroll to beat this Carolina team right now, then you should stay away from them forever. I agree with it's Seattle or nothing for me in this game. Absolutely.
What do you think about the Lone Star State battle with the Cowboys and the Texans? Cowboys laying 17 right now.
Yeah, well, here I go again. I'm telling you this. If you watch that game against Philly, against Indy, for instance, Saturday with a minute and a half to go, doesn't he know better than to be trying to do something with Ryan? It's just stupid what was going on there. And Dallas is not – they're not – Reliable, Gabe. I'll lay it, but I
people always say that, but they keep covering. But I understand. Even that Colt game was a 21-19 game before it wasn't. Yep. Tony,
right.
I appreciate your time as always. Best of luck on the tables and the keynote tonight. Yep. We'll catch up with you next week. We'll go bowling, and we'll hit the bowls. Always a pleasure, my man.
I'm under.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid Radio Network.
They just won't stop scoring. It won't stop. I was already on the overs, and Tony's like, oh, it's not going to hit that. It's not going to hit this. We should have clicked the over 92.5. We should have taken the over 99.5. They're just, it doesn't end. They're now up to 107 now. It's 59-48 for Incarnate Word. 59-48 with about 8 minutes left in this game right now. I was about to click over 113.5, and they geo-blocked me. It's crazy. Like, yesterday, I did not. And I've caught on to this, and it's not in my head anymore. The last 2 days, I've had less geo-block problems because I've been losing all the time. I've been on a roll here. I've won, like, 5 bets in a row, and I've been geo-blocked, like, 3 times suddenly. Now I'm starting to catch on to their little head games they're playing. And they screwed me because I wanted to take over 113.5. And when I got in finally, it was 114.5. And now it's 119.5. I almost want to say now we come into the under. 119.5. Dear God. It's like you need like, there needs to be like 11 more points here. Like two touchdowns essentially. At some point, someone's going to get a stop and kill the clock, right? Like you would figure. Like, I can't chase this at 119. 118.5 now. I'm not going to say this is the highest total I've ever seen, but we're getting up there. We're getting up there. I remember one of these games. I forget who was playing, but I remember saying live on the air, I was like, all right, we're betting over 123.5. But, like, if they score again in the next few minutes, which they probably are, this might get there. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.